Thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you, Lord. I welcome everyone to today's fellowship. The title of our message today is Standing Up to Fear, Part 6. I wish everyone a very blessed, happy Palm Sunday as we commemorate Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem many years ago today, to initiate his ultimate sacrifice for us. This was just a week before his arrest, crucifixion, and resurrection. Once again, I welcome you to today's fellowship. During our discussion for today, we shall be talking about the people who stood secure, unafraid to receive bad news, or to receive threats, or evil tidings. They stand secured, unafraid. They stood up to fear. Those are the people who hear the bad news and do not allow the bad news to overcome them. They are those who are righteous and they fear the Lord God Almighty. Those who hear bad news and are able to control their reaction, they have fixed hearts. They have fixed their heart on God and none other, preventing them from easily shaken or broken by the news. The hearts of these people are steadfast. Their heart is firm, securely trusting in the Lord. They fix their hearts on God's faithfulness, which brings security and peace rather than the bad news. Because the supernatural peace that we experience sometimes comes from living in obedience to God and relying on His strength to withstand any kind of fear or threat. The book of Psalms talks about this kind of people in Psalm 112, verse 7. Listen very carefully and read along with me. Psalm 112, verse 7 says, "He shall not be afraid of evil tidings." He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. I call them no shaking people. Nothing shake them. They are not afraid of bad news because their emotions and confidence are rooted on God. For you not to be easily afraid or easily manipulated by the enemy, you must fix your heart trusting in God at all times. You must fix your heart trusting in the Lord no matter what you are experiencing. You must fix your heart trusting in God no matter the bad news you hear. You stand up to fear. You must fix your heart and mind boldly trusting in God's promises. And to do so, your heart, and to fix your heart trusting in the Lord God Almighty is a personal decision. No one can force you. And it is our individual responsibility to do so. If you call yourself a child of God. Because the word of God clearly tells us in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Trust God completely in all aspects of your life. Totally surrender your personal control for his divine direction. When you are faced with uncertainty over any issue, seek God's will. Start living a God-dependent life. And not self-dependent life. Start living a God-dependent life. You have to intentionally set your mind on God's truth rather than fear. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 to 4. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 to 4. He says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Oh, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Fix your heart and mind on God. Only in him you will be able to stand up to fear and all the threats of the enemy. Only in God. Listen, let's listen to what Jesus said to us as an encouragement to trust in God and in him too during the times of fear or any grief. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. John chapter 14, verse 1. John chapter 14, verse 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. That's in Christ. Believe in God and believe also in Christ. Don't allow your heart to be troubled. This was a special message of comfort and reassurance from Jesus to us, his disciples, to we, his disciples, asking us to combat fear and anxiety by trusting in God. This is a command for us to stop worrying and start trusting in God and in Jesus. Because trusting him leads to finding peace and resolution in the midst of all the chaos. Who else can calm the storm in your heart but Jesus? He's the only one. I know that he's capable of calming the inner storms of your worry, your fear, your anxiety, your chaos, and your uncertainty. He's the only one. Sometimes, my brethren, don't you wonder how some of these great men of God have less gray hair than you much younger ones that hardly have any responsibility at all? Don't you wonder? They have mastered the art of committing everything to God. They live a lifestyle of total surrender to God. That's the only way. Because without God, there's no power. They don't know nothing. Nobody knows. The Bible says, Psalm 107, verse 28 to 29, God hears our plea. He is the only one that has the power to calm life's personal storms. He is willing to rescue those who call on him. The psalmist said, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them all out of their distresses. Only God has the power to save those who call on him for help. When you feel overwhelmed, sometimes worshiping God can help calm you down. Just worshiping God in hymns and in songs, it calms down your spirit, man. Stop being afraid when you hear bad news, because you cannot control the negative outcome it might trigger in you. Don't panic. Instead, cling on to God for support. Hold fast to him like glue, not letting go. Trust in his promises. Sovereignty. I can't say that more enough. Trust in God's promises to you and I. They are all declared in the Bible. Psalm 63 verse 8 says, my soul followeth hard after thee. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. Have a deep commitment to depend on God during difficult times. Not start thinking of who to call on the phone. Not start thinking of who can help you. Go to God first. Trust in him. Hold on to God tight during difficult times. As long as you have his divine support, you will never break down or be hurt by any bad news you hear. Even when you are surrounded by trouble, you will always be supported by God's strength and in his presence. A steadfast heart is not afraid of any bad news. They anchor their hearts to trust God and not fear. Bad news will come, but we won't fear because of who God is. Let me encourage you with this powerful testimony of a man who received bad news of death from a prophet. He turned to prayer instead. It was King Ezekiah of Judah. He was very ill. When he got news from Prophet Isaiah, he was going to die. He turned to no one. He didn't even turn to the prophet to pray for him. But he turned to God in prayer, asking for long life. Prophet Isaiah told Ezekiah to set his house in order because he will die from his illness. King Ezekiah decided not to dwell on fear. Shame on you, fear. He didn't. He knew he was sick. He's been told he will die. But he decided not to dwell on fear or to dwell on the news of his death from his sickness, but turned to the wall and prayed earnestly to God, weeping bitterly from the bottom of his heart to his God, the Creator. He made an appeal to God based on his faithful and devoted service to the Lord. He said in verse 3, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and I've done that which is good in thy sight. And Ezekiah wept sore. No shame. He released everything he had in him to God. Can you share such testimony about yourself before God? Can you reflect on it for a second? Can you tell God, I beseech you, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth with a perfect heart. With a perfect heart. And I've done that which is good in thy sight. Ezekiah was a king. He threw away shame and what will people think or say threw them off. They didn't make him king. God did. They didn't create him. God did. They didn't send word to him. God did. And he knew the throne to go to for his appeal. He appealed. God heard him. I responded immediately, even before Prophet Isaiah would leave the palace. God instructed Prophet Isaiah to return to Ezekiah with a message of healing and hope. God promised to heal Ezekiah and added 15 years to his life. Did you realize that God gave Isaiah the remedy for his immediate healing in verse 7? Did you realize that? He gave him the remedy for his healing in verse 7. Let me read it to you. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 7. And Isaiah said, take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 7. And Isaiah said to Ezekiah, take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. That was the boil that was going to sentence him to death. It was the same boil God gave a remedy to rescue him, and he recovered. Brethren, everything we need in the word of God is in our Bible, at the tip of our lips. With a pure and clean and sincere heart. This testimony is a confirmation that faithful prayers can alter the course of events, even when they come from God. This tells us that God can reverse every decree of death or destruction in our lives. Don't let bad news overwhelm you no more. Learn to openly share your worries, your fears, your doubts with God first. Go to God first. I will never stop telling you that. Confess whatever you are struggling with and ask him for help to trust him more. Some of us need it. Don't be shy. Say, God, I trust you, but I need you to help me trust you more. It's okay. He will give you. You can also share your struggles with trusted. Listen, you know, don't go and say, I said, go to God first. Number one, any bad news, any fear, any concerns, any troubles, any worries, go to God first. If you like and you are led, you can also share your struggles and trusted faith-filled friends, which you can share with your fellow brethren whom you think you can. We're not supposed to trust man, but if you think you have a faithful friends or a church community that can encourage you, go to them. Because Galatians chapter 6 verse 2 says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. When you bear one another's body, you are fulfilling what God wants us to do. Apostle Paul wants us to share our burden, our stress, our fear, our concern with one another. Don't battle fear or any kind of sin or bad news on your own. It is dangerous for some people. It can turn to depression, because some of you don't know when to stop thinking about some things until you internalize it and it now overpowers you. Shut it down straight. One way we can fail in this area is by refusing to allow anyone to see the burdens you are carrying, pretending all is well. Stop it. Sharing burdens helps lessen the emotional load you carry. And through prayer, you get the right support. Because faithful friends and brethren help lift us up during hard times. As Christians, we are to encourage one another and build each other up and not tear one another down. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11 says, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. May I warn you? If a brother or a sister shares something confidential with you, take it to God in prayer. And not to share as gossip among people. It's a warning from God. The Bible strongly advises against gossiping because it betrays confidence among believers. So whom do you want your brethren to go to? The stranger on the street? Proverbs 11 verse 13 says, Proverbs chapter 11 verse 13 says, a gossip goes around telling secrets. I'm reading from the NLT New Living Translation version. I'm reading Proverbs 11 verse 13 from the New Living Translation version, please. A gossip goes around telling secrets, but those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence. Learn to use those words that can build each other up and not corrupt talk should come out of your mouth. No more. Help others to stand up to fear of any bad news they hear and make them feel safe and confident around you. Sometimes, show gratitude to God. Don't wait for God to tell you. Just be happy. Just show gratitude to God. Don't let that news put you down. It's not for you. Because when you show gratitude to God, it helps shift your focus from what is bothering you to be happy and be blessed. Remember how God has helped you in the past. Remember how God has protected you in the past. Remember how God has provided for you in the past. Strengthen your trust in the Lord for the present. You have been empowered to overcome fear. True and genuine empowerment comes from shifting from a mindset of worry to one of gratitude, to one of love, and one of courage. Do not fear. And I don't want you to view fear as a stop sign. Oh no, but as a springboard for growth. Tomorrow when someone comes with same experience, you will encourage them too because you've gained an experience. That's maturity. Don't allow fear to put a stop to whatever you are doing. Don't try it. Stand up against fear of receiving bad news by prayer and meditation to build your inner strength. Surrender your fears and replace fearful thoughts with scripture or positive affirmations. Some of you don't even know how to share simple messages to people. You just blast it out. It's not nice. I remember when I was told about the death of my father in 1982. My auntie had to fly with me from England to Nigeria and gathered some elders together because she knew how close I was with my father. She applied wisdom. She applied delicate approach. Kept me somewhere while others were coming, thinking they were coming to visit her, not knowing that they came for me. And they shared words of wisdom with me before they laid it before me and said my father had gone. It was like a fire bursting through my chest. But they were prepared to suppress that outcome immediately. How do you share bad news? How do you receive bad news? Do you care? Trust in God. Surrender your fears and replace fearful thoughts with scripture or positive affirmations. I want you to trust in God. Hold on to God like a glue, like I said earlier. Don't let him go. Jesus is with you. Even in the midst of the storm, he will never let you go. Jesus is willing to help you throughout your journey in this life. I thought today being Palm Sunday, the message will come differently. No. The Lord said this is the message he has for all of us. And later on, you will see why this message, why we really need this message today. I pray that we keep these messages close to our hearts every day. I repeat, Jesus is willing to help you throughout your journey in this life. Not sometimes. He is willing to heal you. He is willing to help you overcome every obstacle of fear you go through. That's the reason why he went on Calvary. He rode today into Jerusalem. That is the reason why he was arrested. He was crucified for you and I. And on the third day, he resurrected for you. Not for me. He is willing to help you achieve your goals. He's willing to help you choose the right profession, the right profession, the right business, the right education, the right promotion. He's willing to instruct and direct you. He's willing to make everything around you work for your good. He's willing to make every bad news work for your good, but you have to play your part. Whatever your concerns are, you have to be willing to listen to Jesus, trust in him, and obey him. You have to be willing to share his gospel and tell people about Jesus. You have to be willing to share your testimonies of everything he has done and those that he's even doing right now. Because every day in this life is a miracle. Above all, you have to be willing to have a relationship with him by first giving your life to Jesus. It is the beginning of it all. So if you are willing and ready, you may repeat after me the prayer of salvation. Heavenly Father, I know that I've sinned against you. I repent of all my sins. Please forgive me. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, and he is alive. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life. Take absolute control of my life and write my name in the Lamb Book of Life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.